Getting too high and ordering Chinese food 3 times because you keep forgetting you ordered it is one thing. But being too high in public is just one situation you don't want to be in. Like when you're too high in public, it feels like there's always a spotlight on you. And that all these random people you walk by are staring you down. But whatever you do, you can't make eye contact with anyone. Or else that person will snatch your soul. If anyone else gets paranoid when they get high, then I know you can relate. I'll be out here fighting demons trying to walk to the gas station like, okay, relax, you're gonna be okay. The gas station is right there. Holy shit, it's the cops. They're after me. Man, something in that gas smokes away all your logic and reasoning. Like, it'll have me jumping from conclusion to conclusion like I'm playing Mario. Did that girl just look at me? Shit. She must think I'm sexy. Wait, no. She knows I'm high. Holy shit, she's probably an undercover FBI agent. She's getting back up as I speak. I gotta get the fuck out of here. And sometimes when you're smacked in a public setting, you're just forced to talk to people. Don't make eye contact.
Hey man, do you know where the Walmart is around here?
Wait, fuck. What did he say? He probably just asked how I was doing. Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, but do you know where the Walmart is?
Oh, yep. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for asking. Phew, good thing I played that one off. Or I mean, you could always just take the good old safe route.
Hey man, do you know where the Walmart?
When you get way too baked in public, you also feel super self-conscious about everything. Am I walking weird? How do I even normally walk? Why am I walking like I just shit my pants? Okay, this feels pretty normal. Wait, am I even breathing right? Fuck, now I just turned on manual breathing. Roaming the streets while baked, you'll come across lots of people. But there's just some unspoken connection between two high people. Like, no words have to be said. You see that his eyes are red, and he sees that your eyes are red. You dap each other up out of respect, and you keep it pushing. Now, when you're baked as hell in public, but you're with a group of people who are just as baked as you, it's a lot easier to relax. Because the simple thought that these people look just as stupid as I do. And honestly, at that point, you can just embrace it. Because you're no longer baked, alone, and afraid anymore. Now you can speak your truth. Hey man, do you know where the wall- Hey bro, I'ma stop you right there. I am fucking baked. And therefore, I cannot help you locate anything you may be looking for. And listen, being baked and Mickey D's go hand in hand. The problem is, you have to actually talk to the McDonald's guy to get your food. Like, when I'm baked, I just don't have the brain capacity to communicate what I'm thinking. Shit, I'm probably gonna get a Big Mac. Hi there, what can I get for you? Do you guys have burgers? No shit, we got burgers. Yeah, then let me get the burger, you know, like with the things, the, you know what I'm saying, like that, yeah. Damn, you are fucking stupid, bro. And we already know being zooted at school can either be a rather delightful experience, or it could be completely and utterly terrible. Once again, if you tend to get paranoid when you're high, being at school has to be one of the worst places to be. You'll be out here ducking and dodging the teachers, absolutely shitting the bed on all your tests, and it's just overall gonna be a stressful ass experience. But on the other hand, if you get much more relaxed when you're high, then you get a nice little mood boost. You walk around with your head up and that baked grin on your face. Shit, this was never me, but I know some motherfuckers magically get a better mark on their tests when they're faded. Overall, you're just kinda living life stress-free. I mean, these two experiences are pretty much complete opposites. So I'm not trying to say being baked in public is always gonna be a bad experience, but for me, I'd much rather accidentally place 3 orders of Chinese food from the comfort of my own home. Yo, you can live the rest of your life without breathing. What? No, you need to breathe. Hey, watch and learn, my friend. Oh, shit. Would you look at that? Okay, class, today we're gonna be studying atoms. Yes, James. If we're made out of atoms, and we're studying atoms, Does that mean atoms are studying themselves?
James, are you high?
No.
No.
Damn. You know how everyone says, oh, I took a shit? No, you never take a shit. You leave it.
Yo, guys, I just took the meanest shit I've ever seen.
Hell yeah. Bro, isn't it crazy that you can imagine what it would feel like to lick any object you look at? Bro, what? Why are you looking at my balls like that?
Oh, hell nah.
You know what I just realized? Yeah, what? Walking around with one crowbar is much more suspicious than walking around with three crowbars. Bro, is that your car?
Oh, shit.
Yo, this burger is busting in my mouth right now, bro. I know, this shit is scrumptious.
The ham, it's just exquisite.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, ham? There's no ham in the burger.
It's a hamburger, dumbass. Of course there's ham in the burger.
No, the patty, it's made out of beef.
Bruh, that's like saying a hot dog isn't made out of a dog, for Pete's sake.
Damn, your eye is shit. Okay, when I say sun, do you think of day or night? Obviously the day, that's when the sun's out.
Okay, makes sense.
But what if I were to tell you that you see more suns in the sky at night than you do in the day?
Whoa.
You are hereby sentenced to 35 years in jail for repeatedly kicking a pregnant woman.
Objection, Your Honor.
When you really think about it, everyone in this room has repeatedly kicked a pregnant woman before. Even you, Your Honor.
Fuck.
Holy shit. Horses are naysayers.
Sir, I am very sorry to inform you the STD results came back and you are positive for chlamydia, gonorrhea, trichomoniasis, syphilis, chlamydia, herpes, HPV, HIV, and chlamydia again. Somehow you got 3 cases of chlamydia.
Damn, you know what that made me realize?
That you should wear a condom?
Nah, life is a sexually transmitted disease that will 100% lead to death.
Damn right. Sir, you got 3 days to live.
You ever think about how old cars are looked at like, ah, look at this dude's old ass car. He's broke as shit. Damn, at least my car isn't as old as this dude's. Holy shit, this guy's car is a shitbox. Damn. But look at that vintage car. Wow, that guy's car is insanely old. He's gotta be a millionaire. What the fuck? Is that Fred Flintstone?
Whether we like it or not, we were all once inside some balls.
Facts.
I'm talking in the testes.
Damn.
I'm talking in the family jewels.
Yeah.
I'm talking in the nut storage. I'm talking in the semen spheres.
God damn, Todd's really laying down some mean pipe over there.
You know, Todd beating down those doonies really got me thinking. Most people are made in a bed, born in a bed, and die in a bed.
Damn.
Bro,
stairs were made to make a really big fall into a bunch of small falls.
Oh, shit,
are you good? You know, someone probably still gotcha knows from years and years ago.
Gotcha knows.
Give it back.
It's me.
What
do you mean?
It's me. I am the one who gotcha knows.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
Dude, give it back.
Or what?
Give it back.
No, it's my nose now.
You gotta eat the frog.
No,
just eat the frog.
Nope, one bite.
Not doing it.
You just gotta try it.
I'm not eating the frog.
It tastes like chicken.
Your mama tastes like chicken.
Come on, it's tradition. You have to eat the frog.
Damn, traditions are really just dead people peer pressuring us.
Eat the frog, pussy.
That's why you're dead, bitch.
Listen, I just can't wrap my brain around it.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you tell me why the fuck we park on the driveways and we drive on the parkways?
It makes no sense.
Hey, Alexa, order some extra large magnums real quick.
No, we both know you get absolutely zero bitches.
Alexa,
you
Alexa,
got
stop.
No reason
stop.
On top
Alexa,
of that
Alexa,
you and I both know
Alexa,
you are
shut
a
up.
Small condom boy.
Bro, over the next generation, we're gonna see a serious decline in the number of people who are named Alexa. Damn. Wow, that's quite a beautiful birdhouse right there. Yeah, do you think it's made out of wood? Oh yeah, for sure. And where does wood come from? Fuck do you mean, where does wood come from? It comes from a tree. Exactly. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? People cut down birds' houses to make bird houses.
Oh, the fuck?
Yeah, I meant people cut down bird houses to make bird houses. As you get older and older, a life sentence continues to become less threatening. Yo, there's probably a point where you just don't give a fuck.
Put the money in the bag, bitch.
I hereby sentence you to a life sentence in prison.
3 days later.
Whoops. Oh.
Okay. How the fuck did somebody look at all these rocks and trees and shit and just think, yeah, I can make a Wi-Fi out of this. Why is it a chair, bro? Someone tell me why it's a chair.
You see, the word chair actually originates from the word cathedra, which is a combination of Latin words that means sit and down. Incidentally, the word cathedral got its name as it is the seat or chair of the bishop.
Damn, this sandwich is about to go crazy, bro. Wait, that sandwich would hit way harder if we smoked before you eat it. Oh, okay, yeah, you right.
A few moments later.
Damn. What? Damn! My sandwich went bad. Nah, when you think about it, your sandwich didn't go bad. Something just started eating it before you did. Whoa, that's crazy to think about. Wait. Are you eating my sandwich right now?
You gotta be faster than that, bro.
I'm talking inside the cum factories.
For real.
I'm talking
Damn.
Inside the sperm bank.
For real.
I'm talking inside
these nuts.
I'm talking
crazy.
In the Dwayne the Rock Johnsons.
Damn.
Nah, fuck you. Hey, fuck you then. That's why you eat meat. I don't eat meat. I'm vegan. Oh shit, same. But you're still a bitch. Okay, and I still laid pipe on your mom. Yo, what's going on here? He called me a bitch, and he said he had sexual intercourse with my mom. Yo, calm down. I thought you guys were both vegan.
Yeah, we
are. What about it? If you guys are both vegan, are you guys really beefing? Damn, that was unfunny as fuck. Should we just beat his ass?
Yeah, we should.
Ah, shit, damn. Ah, I see here. Looks like your toothpaste hasn't been doing the job. Try this one. 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this toothpaste. Wait a minute. If dentists make their money off people having bad teeth, and 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this toothpaste, why would I choose to use this
go,
one?
Go, go, go.
Shit, he knows. Man, you ever think about how the ocean is just some really big soup?
Damn.
I guess you're right. Or have you ever thought about how there's more airplanes in the ocean than submarines in the sky? Oh shit, apparently not. Damn, we're high as fuck. Man, you know what I just realized? What's up? Your balls are kind of like a body bag of sorts. You know what I'm saying? You gotta stop looking at my balls, bro. Okay, but who named it a chair? Like, who just looked at this thing and was like, oh, yep. This is gonna be called a goddamn fucking chair. Boo.
Oh, you scared me half to death.
What happens if you get scared half to death twice?
Oh, I don't know. It's just a saying.
Boo.
Oh
shit, is he dying? I think. Damn. Well, when you really think about it, most guys will get their first set of flowers at their funeral. That's some real shit.
Wait, Chains, are you high at a funeral?
No.
Bro, in life, there's so many things you can cheat on. Like, you can cheat on your diet, you can cheat on your girlfriend, you can cheat on your barber, you can cheat on your girlfriend with your barber. Shit, you can even cheat on your taxes. So compared to everything else, cheating on a little math test is not that bad. Like, compared to your taxes, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit.
Hey, we've all cheated on our barber, but you cannot cheat on this math test.
Oh, shit. Damn, bro. I know we've all cheated on our girl, but you cheated on me, dog.
Oh, shit.
Babe, I know we cheated on our taxes, but you cheated on me?
Oh, shit.
Listen, in our entire lifespan, we've all cheated on something. Whether it's a game of Uno, your girlfriend, or your other girlfriend, it's usually not worth it, because congratulations, bro, you won the game of Uno, but now you have to look yourself in the mirror knowing you're a cheater and a liar that has three Uno cards up his ass. But when it comes to school tests, cheating is 100% worth it, bro. And I'm not condoning cheating at all, but let's just think about this logically. Like, why are we at school in the first place? We're at school to learn things and skills that we can use in real life. Now, are we really using trigonometry in real life? Well, effectively, this depends on what career.
Hell nah, bro. It was a rhetorical question. We are not using trigonometry.
But you know what we will use? Creative thinking, communication, social awareness, logic and reasoning, and most definitely our fucking phones. All five of which are strongly developed through the act of cheating on a school test. And on top of becoming a better human, better grades, it's the ultimate win-win. Your teacher feels like they did a good job teaching, your parents think they didn't raise a dumbass, and if you're good enough at cheating, you might just fuck around and get into Harvard. But once again, I am not condoning cheating, you know, just throwing that out there, you know, But yeah, as I was saying, you shouldn't cheat, right? Like, it's bad. Cheating is not good, but you do know what they say. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Facts!
Yeah. Wait, no. What? What? So if cheating in school is so valid, why doesn't everyone do it? And that's because if you get caught, let me tell you, bro. This story takes place in grade 9 when me, Bob, and Billy were some straight freshmen, bro. And coming into high school, you get your shit absolutely clapped by double the workload. But lucky for me, Bob and Billy were both in my math class, which meant we had triple the studying power. But we also had triple the fucking around power, and we used that shit to its maximum capacity, bro. But you know what they say, the more you fuck around, the more you find out. And when we got our first test back, shit, we found out. We found out we're a bunch of dumbasses who are about to fail grade 9 math, and we couldn't let that shit happen. So for the next test, we studied extremely hard. Off George's math test during the test. I mean, we were cheating with maximum efficiency. Like, we had a whole assembly line where Bob would look at George's test, throw up the number, and Billy would pass it along. And all of a sudden, our grades are making the meanest comeback Mr. Mathinson had ever seen. I mean, life was great. We went to school, cheated, played some Fortnite, succeeded, browsing history, deleted, and then repeated. I mean, we were just living life with no worries until
the polynomials test.
I walked into this test thinking, I know what a polygon is, I should be chilling. And when the teacher handed out the test, I was bewildered to see all these fucking letters on my test. Look, like, is this math class or English, bruh?
Yeah, I think I got the wrong sheet.
Huh? No, yeah, no, that's the right test.
Well, what's the deal with this?
I mean, that's just polynomials.
Dog, I can name every single polygon, but who the fuck wrote Elon Musk's son name on my goddamn math question?
Yeah, chains. That's what we call a variable. It's called a variable.
Yeah, I know. I know that. And I knew it before you said it, too. Cause we learned about it in class.
Yeah, right. Right.
Now, this would have been extremely bad if we didn't have the ultimate method we like to call George. Because George was one of those dudes who loved studying. Like, he'd wake up and go to school, then come home and study till he dropped, bro. Like, if you kidnapped George's whole family and told him you'd only give them back if he answered this equation, this motherfucker would just be happy he got more homework, bruh. And because of this, we had a little deal going with George. If he let us
us cheat off his math test, we would teach him how to be a normal dude. We were teaching this kid how to dap someone up, how to use slang, and all I'ma say is, this motherfucker should've just stuck to math, bro. Yo, Chains, sauce me a bite, big dog.
I got you.
Shit, Chains, you just busted in my throat, gang.
Hey, yo.
George, what you just said right there sounded gay as hell. Type shit. So as I was saying, I'm looking at this math test with more letters than numbers, and it would have been raps for me if it wasn't for the George method. So I'm looking at Billy, Billy's looking at Bob, and Bob's looking at George's test, and we're absolutely flying through this polynomials test. And about halfway through, I look up to get the next answer, and I get jump scared by Mr. Matheson mean mugging my shit. And you can see it in his eyes. He knew exactly what was going down, and he took me, Billy and Bob's tests and took us to the hallway.
What do you guys think you're doing?
Polygon.
I'm pretty sure it's like Paul.
Did I see you three throwing up your fingers during our test?
You see, Mr. Matheson, we're gang affiliated.
No, bro, what? What the fuck?
All right, you three, cut the shit. I caught you cheating. All three of you are getting zeros on this test, and I don't want to see it happen again, or I'm contacting your parents.
All right, it won't happen again. You're right. We're not in a gang, by the way.
Yeah, I know, buddy.
Well, shit.
Yo, what happened to you jits? Are you chilling?
Bro, Mr. Matheson caught us lacking real bad. Yeah, he gave us all zeros on the test.
Holy shit, it sounds like Mr. Matheson just absolutely railed you guys. No cap.
Oh, right now. And all three of us proceeded to absolutely shit the bed on all of our next tests. And it was at the point where our grades were on life support and our math final was coming up. So if we didn't get our shit together for this final, our parents were about to put us on life support with that leather belt. So we put our cheating ways in the past and locked in, bro. We were focused in class, and after, we went to Bob's crib and kept studying there. And then it clicked. We all finally understood polynomials. And so the next day, we walked into class confidently, knowing we were equipped with hours of studying. We lock in, sit down, and then the teacher gives us our test. And as soon as we lay our eyes on that very first question of the test, we were fucked. Now, don't get me wrong, we could do polynomials all day long, but we forgot this was a final. Meaning, we forgot to study numeracy, exponent laws, rational numbers, linear relations, inequalities, geometry, probability, and statistics, and in other words, we didn't know shit. And before I can even make eye contact with the boys to tell them I'm fucked, these motherfuckers are already hopping back on the George method. And listen, bro, as you can tell, I'm no mathematician, and I did not study probability or statistics, but from what I'm seeing at this very moment, I have two options. I can do the test legitimately and have a 99% chance of failing grade 9 math and getting my shit whooped while simultaneously having my entire family realize they raised a dumbass who won't go anywhere in life and is destined to draw Stickman for all of eternity, or I could cheat. So we're out here hitting the George method, and I'm being extra careful, cause if we get caught lacking twice, it's complete and utter raps for us, bro. So we're grinding out the method, then the teacher looks up, boom, we're locked in on our own tests. He puts his head down, back to the method. And there was a few times in there I thought we were cooked, but we just kept it pushing. But still, we were low-key running out of time, and I had a whole page to complete. And God bless this random ass dude's soul, cause he raises his hand to ask a question, and as soon as the teacher turns his back on us, it's crunch time, bro. It's like double XP right now. Bob was out here throwing up these numbers so goddamn fast, I thought he turned Crip for a second. And then the bell went off, and we were all done, bro. We hand in our test, and then it was time to wait. A few classes go by, and then the teacher hands out our math finals alongside our report cards. And nervous as hell, we all check our report cards, and we all passed, bro. So we all go home, happy as hell to show our parents our report cards and the fact that we passed. Chains, you got a 54 in math? Yup, mom, I sure did. You raised one hell of a smarty pants.
Oh, fuck.
But at the end of the day, even if we all got our shit whooped, maybe the real treasure is the friends we made along the way.
Yo, homies, I'm bricked up right now.
Oh, no.
Huh.
Pain. I've felt pain. He's felt pain. That dude's felt pain.
What? No, I haven't felt any pain.
We've all felt pain, because you know what they say. The only things truly guaranteed in life is death and pain.
Wait, what about taxes?
Wait, what?
Is this chains for real?
No.
And I hate to be all controversial here, but pain? That shit hurts, bro.
Specifically, the little shit that just does one damage has no business hurting so bad. Like stubbing your toe or biting your tongue or fucking paper cuts. Like, that shit shouldn't even hurt, bro. It's paper. It's not scary. Oh, shit.
And I still remember the first time in my life I ever took some real damage and felt some real pain. And it was back when I was 4 years old.
Which meant I was still learning the controls of life and shit. Like, yeah, I could run, but it was low-key like watching a dude play Fall Guys. If he was drunk and fried and asleep.
But regardless, one day I was bored doing 4-year-old shit, and then I seen my arch nemesis,
a fucking chair,
and I instantly knew what had to be done. I had to assert my athletic dominance by running and jumping over this chair. So I take a deep breath, I run up, jump, and clear this chair clean as hell. Now keep in mind, I was 4 years old, so that was probably the coolest shit I'd ever done in my entire life. So you know I had to show my mom to make her proud of the man I've become.
Hey mom, watch this.
What the hell are you doing, Chains?
Hey man, just watch and learn.
Oh shit. I fucking ate it, bro. Like, that was the type of pain that hits so hard you can fucking taste it, and damn, that shit tasted ass, bro.
Like, have you ever taken a soccer ball straight to the schnoz? Cause that shit will have you smelling pain, tasting pennies, and seeing tears.
Which is bad, but like, who the fuck invented the funny bone, bro? Cause that shit ain't funny.
Like, bro, you can't just call some painful ass shit funny and expect it to be humorous.
No. The bone is called a humerus.
Yeah, shut up. How humorous is this, buddy?
Not humorous.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And in fact, I think it's the opposite of humorous. Like,
yo, did you guys know 1 in 4 dudes is gay?
Wait a minute.
Gee, I sure hope it's Owen, because he's sexy as hell.
Yeah. Y'all hit the funny bone too.
Yeah, I did.
If I had a pain tier list that went from shit ain't nothing to... I'd probably rate hitting your funny bone a solid. It's the same as stubbing your toe real hard. Like, you just need a moment to take a few deep breaths and say a few slurs, and that shit just heals itself.
But if we're looking at some top tier, brutal, agonizing, excruciating pain, getting kicked in the balls.
Now for you 19.8% female audience, I know you might not be able to understand what this feels like. So let me just give you a quick overview. Imagine having balls, right? Now imagine getting kicked in them. That shit hurts like a bitch. I remember one time in grade 6, me and my homies were playing a good old game of soccer. And we were playing with the big homie. I mean the really big homie. Like, the dude had more chins than a Chinese phone book. Like, last time we went to a restaurant, bro looked at the menu and said okay. And I couldn't even tell you how big he really is, cause last time he stepped on the scale, it said one at a time please. So what I'm trying to say is he was a big dude, and big dudes got big legs, and big legs produce hard kicks. And during this grade 6 soccer game, I unfortunately found myself legs spread wide, wide open, freshly dropped testes exposed to this absolute unit, wound up to kick the ball, and well, pain. Just pain, bruh. Followed by a moment of silence from everyone on the field. And I don't know if the moment of silence was for me or for my next generation of kids the big homie just wiped out, but I felt that shit. And I felt it in my stomach. And there was really only one sound I was able to make in that moment. Now I know what a lot of you guys are thinking.
Getting kicked in the balls is nothing compared to childbirth. Childbirth is so much worse.
This guy's a misogynist.
And no. I don't give people massages. And I might be the first to tell you this, but I've experienced both getting kicked in the balls and childbirth.
And honestly, childbirth wasn't even that painful at all for real, but to be fair, it was probably a little worse for my mom, so like...
Now we all know physical pain very well, but what do you call that deep, torturous pain you feel when your dog dies?
In Minecraft, that's that psychological pain, like the pain you feel when you're watching a banger YouTube video and an ad interrupts you out of knowledge. Or like the pain you feel when you just got done making some toast and peanut butter and that shit flops on the floor face first. It doesn't hurt physically, it hurts spiritually. Like, there really is levels to this shit, bro, because now when you start adding psychological pain onto the physical pain of things, we gotta start adding new tiers to this tier list. Because imagine peacefully sleeping in your bed and you get woken up to the pain of your girlfriend kicking you in the balls, which of course hurts physically, but then you realize you don't even have a girlfriend and you live alone. So just to knock a few more off this tier list, a razor scooter to the shin. Stepping on Lego is a solid. Now getting socked in the face is an interesting one, because that shit can range anywhere from all the way to getting the sonic rings knocked out of you. And if that shit's a good enough punch, you might not even feel anything. Now for the tier, I would say that's the shit where you just take one damage, like eating some food that's too hot, or getting a brain freeze, or when you're laying in bed with your phone and that shit slaps you across the face. Like, it's just minus one HP, and minus five IQ. And if anyone's seen that shit, it's probably a lifetime debt of aura. Now I'ma keep it a stack. For something to be in the shit ain't nothing tier, it's just gotta be a good ass day, bro. Like, some days I'll just be feeling invincible, bro. Like, wake up, roll out of bed. Shit ain't nothing. Eat a nice hot breakfast.
Shit ain't nothing.
Stub my toe while simultaneously getting socked in the face. Shit ain't nothing. Get a bad phone call.
Yeah, Chains. This is Dr. D's. I'm sorry to break the news to you, but, you know, you tested positive for chlamydia.
Hey, man. Shit ain't nothing. Oh, shit. Who's this?
Yeah, I wasn't finished. You also tested positive for herpes, syphilis, gonorrhea, hepatitis. You got a whole ecosystem on your shit. Honestly, at this point, our best bet is just to chop that thing clean off.
Shit ain't nothing.
No, yeah, no. No, it's definitely something. We're chopping your meat off.
Yeah, but on some days, bruh, it's just like... Yeah, nah, that's it. I quit. I'm done. I'm going to sleep. Good night. And I know this might sound like some freaky ass shit, but I feel like some pain low-key feels good, bro. Like, in school, I used to always put the front chair legs on my feet just to feel the pain. Or even, like, eating some spicy ass food or, like...
Oh, yeah, or like, getting spanked.
Yeah, no?
The
no?
Fuck? Nah. Nah, I was thinking something more like taking a really hot shower or, like...
Getting
like...
whipped. No?
Yo, George, shut the fuck up, bro. I'm trying to make a video and
sorry,
shit.
My fault, pimp. My fault.
Yeah, alright. Or what about when you, like,
getting
you...
slapped in the face?
Bro, shut the fuck
up. Hey, yo!
Everyone experiences being drunk differently, and it can change from time to time as well. But I'd say most people fall into a few general categories, one of which is the aggressive drinker. These people have to have pent up and saved anger for years. They just decide to let it all loose when they take a sip of alcohol. I feel like they might even just be using drinking as an excuse to sock someone in the face. And the main problem with aggressive drinkers is there's always at least one of them at every function. Sometimes they can be tamed. But if you just let them do their thing, then the function just turns into the Battle of Vimy Ridge, bro. You don't want your friends to be aggressive drinkers. Because when they do something stupid, you just have no choice but to back them up, because that's your homie. Coming up next, we have the depressed drinker. I know lots of people who are usually happy and energetic, but when they start drinking, all of a sudden they think I'm their therapist or something. Like, of course I want to help my boy if he's in his feels, but I'm hammered too, bro. I can't help you get your ex back. Now listen, I'm no scientist, but alcohol is a depressant, which means, like, it makes you depressed? Bro, I don't... Pretty much what I'm trying to say is, if alcohol makes you sad sometimes, don't worry, it's normal. Next up, we have the flirty drinker. Now, these types of people are a common appearance at parties. They just kind of go stumble over to someone and just start spit game. One thing I do respect about flirty drinkers is that they're perseverant, bro. When they get rejected by someone, they just take it like a champ. Keep pushing to the next one. Usually flirty drinkers go rotate around the party and try for their first few contenders, but eventually at the end of the night, flirty drinkers will end up attracting other flirty drinkers, then boom, everyone's happy. And Come on, everyone knows the I love you guy. Man, I love you, man. Nah, like, I don't think you understand. Like, I really love you, man. And whatever you need, I got you, bro. And I just really love you, man.
Bro, who the fuck are you?
And of course, we got the designated driver. Next, we got the loud one. Hey, bro, sometimes the alcohol just makes people talk way too loud. In some settings, it'll slide. But in other settings, at parties, these are usually the type of people to be in the mosh pits, because they're always super high energy, and sometimes they can be kind of annoying. Man, who would be this type of drunk, am I right? Alright, it's me. And if anyone else is this type of drinker, I know you can relate. When you wake up the next morning, not only do you get hit with the hangover, but your voice is just completely gone. And I'm not even usually a loud person. But man, alcohol just works its magic and has me yelling like Kai Cenat. Hangovers being this type of drinker has to be one of the worst. I guess next to aggressive drinkers, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, we're moving on. You also might have encountered the philosopher. I couldn't tell you why, but for whatever reason, after taking 5 shots, some motherfuckers just become a philosopher, bro. They just have philosophical questions coming out of nowhere. And they low-key be spitting too. Hey man, love doesn't even exist, bro. It's all just an illusion. Love is just a chemical reaction that occurs in your brain that was programmed to make us inclined to reproduce. Next up we have the OD, overdrunk. This is the 7th and final stage of being drunk. If you've seen the 7 stages of drunk video, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But some people are just prone to drinking way too much. And somehow, they always find themselves blackout drunk. But yeah, there's not much to say. They're pretty much just unconscious. And of course, we have the chill drinker. These people are just pretty neutral. They just be talking at a normal volume about normal stuff. And honestly, these people are just overall enjoyable to be around, especially when you're drunk. Let me know in the comments if I missed anything. And also let me know which type of drinker you are.
Bad haircuts. There is nothing worse than when your barber just randomly decides to destroy your self-confidence with some goofy ass haircut. And as someone who has never found a barber who consistently does me nicely, I have gotten my shit all the way fucked up on many occasions. I'm talking not going to school, locking myself in my room so nobody can see me with this disgraceful cut type of fucked up. And these barbers are out here having the audacity to ask, "Do you like it?" Man, do I like it? Yeah, bro. I love it, bro. Thank you so much. Man, I just be wiping the tears away and then tipping them nicely. Knowing damn well I should be out here throwing hands, because this dude is the reason I can't get any bitches. So I've tried lots of different barbers in my time, starting with the ones my mom used to take me to. I mean, this early, I never really even had a say on what I wanted my hair to look like. So, what are you looking for today? You know, just a little bit off the top, please. Shave it. Wait, what? Shave it. Your new haircut looks so good, buddy. Thanks. Hey man, you know your haircut is ass when your mom says she likes it. As a kid, I always dreaded getting haircuts because I knew my barber was already like 0 for 10. And I would show up to school every time knowing it was inevitable that I was about to get my shit flamed. And truthfully, there is no worse roasting than when you get a bad haircut. Like, people you barely even know will be out here cooking you.
Who the fuck is this?
All of a sudden, people got more jokes than Chris Rock. And it's even worse when you decide, I should get a fresh cut because school's starting back up and I'm trying to look fresh. Bro, I can't go to school like this. Yo, Chains, what's up? Yo, what's good? Bro, are you alright? Why do you got this hoodie on? Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm just kind of cold, you know? Bro, it's 32 degrees. And man, there was this one time that I still think about every time I fall asleep. Me and my friend go to this barbershop that I'd been to once before, and last time they did me quite nicely. So we head in, I sit down in the chair. Hey, how you doing? I'm good, how are you? Yeah, I'm good. Have you been here before? Yeah, I have actually. Oh, I remember you. Same cut as last time?
Yeah, exactly.
So what's new, man?
Nothing much, really. What about you?
You know, I've just been working.
Oh, yeah, respect.
So, how's your dad doing?
This is when I knew something was terribly wrong.
Bro, I don't got a dad.
Fuck!
You know, he's good.
This motherfucker was giving me some random kid's haircut. This dude must have thought I was Manny or some shit. Because he gave me that middle part cut. And he pushed my hairline back a little bit.
And everyone in my city knew this barber. So everyone at my school followed his Instagram too.
Can I get a picture from my Instagram?
Nah, bro. I don't really like being posted.
Don't worry. It's quick.
Nah, I don't really want to. This dude caught me lacking so bad. And broadcasted it to everyone in my city.
Fuck, bro. I should throw hands with him right now. I gotta get it back in blood.
So, do you like the cut?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
And when I checked my Instagram, I was out here getting flamed so hard. Borderline cyberbullying. And I'm not joking when I say this. This motherfucker fucked me up so bad. I learned how to cut my own hair and never went back to a barber ever again.
Your very first time buying from the plug. It's a special moment. It marks the beginning of a bond. A bond so strong and full of trust that it can only compare to that of your barber. Now, your first time copping from the plug can go many different ways, but my first time took place way back when I was 7. Okay, that's cap, but I was 13. Now, as some 13-year-olds, my homies and I were oblivious of how to get our hands on some sweet, juicy, succulent, magic broccoli. But you know what they say, if there's a will, there's a way. So we did what any 7th grader would do. We searched that shit up on Google. Where do I buy weed? And somehow, one of the first things that came up was some motherfucker on Reddit, like, just order a pizza? The pizza delivery guy stands a 78% chance of being baked. Just ask him where to find some gas. Simple as that, man.
Oh, bet.
So we call up Little Caesars, like, hello, can I get a medium pepperoni pizza, please? Yeah. Yep. Alright, bet. And about 45 minutes later, the doorbell rings. We open the door to see some 48-year-old man who's probably going through his second divorce. Should we ask him?
Yo, he does not know where to find that shit.
That'll be $13.69.
Here you go.
All right, have a good day.
But wait, do you happen to know where to find some of that? Some of that good dope?
Good dope? Oh, I see what you're saying. If you wanted some ranch dip, just say that.
Nah. What he's trying to say here is, do you know where to find some of that good shit?
Oh, you want some good shit, huh? You sure won't find it at Little Caesars. This pizza is ass. Go to Pizza Hut or something.
Well, shit. What the fuck just happened?
Okay, the guy on Reddit said there's a 78% chance. Maybe we just got unlucky with this one.
And our dumbasses decide to order from Little Caesars again.
That'll be 13.
Okay, new plan. Yo, I think I know a guy. So Bob locates a local plug Snapchat. Billy adds him, and bro adds back. So now we've located the plug, but we had no clue on how to go about hitting this man up.
Hello, Frederick Gordon Williams. I have reason to believe you are a plug, and will be able to sell us some devil's lettuce, as we are minors, currently 13 years old. Just give us your home address and we will skirt and pull up soon. Sincerely, Billy.
Instantly blocked, bro. Looking back, we sent the most federal message possible. We hit this man with his government name and asked him for his home address. But we had no clue that was federal. Like, huh, that's peculiar. I wonder why he blocked us. So we did what any 7th grader would do. We searched that shit up on Google. How to hit up the plug. Be simple and forward. Use slang. Act cool. And after conducting a little more research, we were ready to try again. So I added him on my Snapchat.
Yo, Big G. Let me cop some of that gas real quick, Cronum.
Oh shit, he responded. How much you need?
What do I say?
Search it up.
Three pre-rolls.
Let me get three pre-rolls, fam. Alright, meet me at Stickman Park at 2:30. So now we'd set a place and a time to cop some grass. However, what Frederick Gordon Williams didn't know was that we were a whopping 13 years old. Keep in mind, we were still in middle school, but this dude was in grade 10. Shit, I'm pretty sure he was 20 years old, but was still in grade 10, which was pretty fucking scary for us 7th graders. So we threw on some drip we believed would make us look a little bit older, and we headed off to purchase some of Satan's spinach. We arrived at the park a little bit early, and as we waited, we discussed our plan. If he asks how old we are, we're 16. If he asks our grade, we're grade 10. If he asks our pronouns, we are he/... Bro, Chili, he's not gonna interrogate us. It's a simple business transaction. Oh shit, there he is. And as Frederick approached us, I could feel my blood pressure rising. Some would say I was shitting bricks.
Yo, you got the money?
How much is it?
How much you got?
Well, I brought a $50 bill.
Shit, it's usually 60, but I guess I can do it for 50.
Oh, thank you so much, man.
Holy shit, this is a fucking steal. Here you go, but remember, this is OG Bubba Killer Death Paralyzing Kush 9000. It got its name for a reason.
Don't worry, we do weed all the time.
Yeah, we're super teenager and shit.
Yeah, sure, whatever, man.
Well, have a good day, sir. And at last, 50 bones later, we had acquired some kush. Now, this wasn't our first time smoking, but our tolerance levels were low as fuck. So we pass around our first pre-roll, coughing up a fucking storm. And then we smoke up the next one, and the next one, until we're indubitably zooted.
God damn. Are y'all feeling it?
Shit, yeah, I'm feeling it. Well, what about you, Chains? Shit, I think he's feeling it. And as we made our way back to Bob's crib, my frame rates were dropping, my eyes were drying up, and my brain cells were unresponsive. In other words, I was fucking fried. We get back to Bob's crib and all I can think about is food. The munchies had hijacked my brain, but luckily for me, Bob's mom had just went shopping. Unluckily for Bob's mom, she was gonna have to go shopping again. The boys and I threw on The Amazing World of Gumball on TV and we fucking demolished every single crumb from Bob's cabinet. Cause goddamn, Frederick Gordon Williams was right. They don't call it the OG Bubba Killer Death Paralyzing Kush 9000 for no reason.
For most of my life, I've known how to swim. But by that, I mean, if my life depended on it, I could swim from one place to another. I don't even know if swim is the right word. Like, if you saw me casually enjoying a little swim at the pool, you'd be like, does he need help? Like, is he drowning? I mean, like, I did take swimming lessons, but I quit at level alligator, bro. I never even made it to level 1. With that being said, this incident dates way back to when I was in grade 4. We were going on a field trip, and of course, it's to the pool. But I'm not stressing. I know I safely passed level penguin, so I should be chilling. My whole class and I walk into the entrance of the pool, but before anyone was allowed in the pool, they asked everyone if they knew how to swim. And I thought, we're in grade 4, there is no way somebody still doesn't know how to swim. And just as I presumed, nobody needed a life jacket. So me and the gang are swimming around, you know, jumping off the diving boards. Fun stuff for a grade 4 field trip. But after about an hour, my friends and I are just chilling in the deep end. And that's when I see a kid in my class named Ben on some floaty things coming in our direction. A little backstory about Ben. For as long as I can remember, this dude has been on my nuts. So when I saw this dude coming in my direction, I assumed he just wanted to say hi or something. But as he made his way towards me, I could tell he was struggling. So I swim over to help him out. Oh, hey, Ben. How are you? This kid jumps off the floaty thing onto me. And this man has the meanest grip on me. Pause. Well, this shit had to be some sort of attempted murder, bro, because he had me in a chokehold and his legs were wrapped around my arms. But they did not prepare me for this shit in level alligator. So instantly I start sinking and I hit the bottom of the pool, Keep in mind, Ben is chilling on top of me with his head out of the water this whole time. So I jump off the bottom of the pool just enough to get my head out of the water for a few seconds. Ben, get off me. And when I look up, I see this dude, Ben, with the straightest face in the world. Like, this motherfucker has no clue I'm out here fighting for my life. And he says, in the most monotone voice, I can't swim. Oh, hell nah. I'm trying to fight him off me, but keep in mind, my arms are tied up. So I gather all the strength out of my skinny ass grade 4 legs, and I jump just enough to get my head out of the water again. Lifeguard, help! Oh, you guys, stop playing around in the pool. That's it. I'm fucked. I'm dead. And out of sheer anger, I decide, fuck it. If I'm dying, you're dying with me. I duck as far as I can under the water so both me and Ben can't breathe. But I'm running out of air. I start to get lightheaded. Man, that's crazy. This is really how I die, huh? And just as I had lost hope, my main man, Bob, comes in on some Superman shit, pulls Ben off me, and swims me over to the shallow end. I cough up some water, but eventually I catch my breath. So that's the story of how I almost died. And it's also the story of why I owe my life to Bob. Eating magic brownies. If you've ever ingested one of these exquisite delicacies, you would know there are some clear distinctions between eating magic brownies and puffing magic clouds. First off, magic brownies are some dangerous shit, but in like a sneaky ass way. Kinda like how if I knew nothing about raccoons and I saw one chilling on the road, I would be like, aw, that's a cute ass raccoon. I'm gonna go help it across the road and make sure it's safe. Hey little guy.
God damn, fuck.
You see, that's dangerous. Which is exactly like when you see an innocent brownie chilling on the counter, waiting to be eaten. And you're like, shit, that brownie's been chilling there for a little bit too long. I'ma just clean it up, you know what I'm saying? And shit, the next thing you know, you're laying face down on the floor, four bags of Doritos deep while watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. not that that happened to me or something, like, you know. Anyways, secondly, the brownies are made to catch you lacking. I mean, if you've tried edibles, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll have a good piece, like enough to get you baked, but that shit just doesn't hit. Bro, I really don't feel anything. You probably just didn't have enough. Alright then, let me have some more. Yeah, I got you. They'll have you eating three brownies at a time, like, fuck, bro, I've eaten three goddamn brownies, and I don't feel shit. Like, do they even work? Yes, they do, bro. Look at Eric. That motherfucker only had half. What the fuck? He only had half a brownie? I've eaten three. Them things can even take up to a few hours to hit. They'll leave you with the good old, damn, bro, these edibles ain't shit. These bad boys will have you seeing rainbows. They'll have you lagging in real life. I mean, shit, if you have enough, they'll have you out here talking to Pop Smoke. And the thing is, the magic clouds will introduce themselves to you before they hit. But the fucking magic brownies be coming out of nowhere on some Randy Orton shit, leaving a motherfucker RKO'd out of nowhere. And I'm telling you, there's something about edibles that be changing your settings. Like, that bitch lowers your FPS, changes your render distance, and maxes out your sensitivity. I mean, one time I gobbled down a brownie, and when I touched a blanket, I felt every bristle, every microfiber, and every single atom in each microfiber. I mean, it was really a blessing and a curse. Because every time my shirt would wrinkle, I would take 1 HP. But at the same time, a bowl of ice cream had me busting, bro. Because magic is some powerful shit. Like one time a good friend of mine got fooled by the good old, these edibles ain't shit, let me pop some more. And when those edibles hit, they changed every setting this man had.
Yo, Robert, you okay? How you doing, bro?
¿Quién es Roberto? ¿Quién verga eres tú? ¿Y quién eres tú? ¿Dónde estoy?
Hold up. Does Robert know Spanish? No, bro. That motherfucker only knows English. Shit, Robert ended up legally changing his name to Javier. And that motherfucker moved to Barcelona. He just never came back. So like I said, those magic brownies are powerful, and you can do with them as you please, but remember, with great power comes great responsibility. So a few years ago, I worked at a fast food restaurant. We'll just call it Jim Jordan's, you know what I'm saying? Jim Jordan's was my first job ever. So coming in on my first day, I was kind of excited, you know, because it was just overall a new experience, so I was looking forward to it. So I walked through the doors and, you know, it's looking like a nice establishment so far. But as soon as you step past the staff gate, you realize it's instantly a hellhole. Like, this is exactly what it was like.
Hi there, can I take your order?
Yo, who's
medium being double
talking?
Double.
Hi, what's your order?
Yo, hello.
It's
my
double.
First day.
Hi there, can I take your order?
And bro, once they give you the Jim Jordan's drip, you instantly lose value as a human, bro. For example, if you're going for a casual stroll down the street, an average interaction would look something like this. Hey, how are you? Good, how are you? Good. You know, just average small talk things. But once you throw on that Jim Jordan's drip, hey, what can I get for medium black coffee? Make my coffee faster, bitch. And while I was working here, it was just the beginning of the pandemic. Meaning, on top of the gym drip, you also had to wear a mask. So pretty much people could just see your eyes. And trying to communicate during the pandemic was horrible. Because not only did both parties have to wear a mask, there was this big plastic wall between us. And they had to stand 6 feet away. Hi, what can I get for you?
What?
I said, hi, what can...
Huh?
Ma'am, what can I get for you?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Oh my god, bro.
And man, I already made a video on NPCs, but working in any sort of drive-thru, you'll figure out that drive-thrus are NPCs' prime real estate. It's just like back-to-back-to-back NPCs. And when you don't have your average NPC, you'll have a below-average IQ NPC. Like, there was this one lady that would come through every day, and all my coworkers knew her as the coupon lady. Because every day she would try and use coupons, but somehow never understand how they work. Alright, your total is $15.67.
Okay, I'm gonna use a coupon.
Alright.
What are you waiting for?
The coupon?
Oh, it's just at my house.
And don't get me started on my manager, Magnus, bro. Next time I see Magnus, it's on site.
Wait a minute, James, is that you?
The longer I worked there, Magnus just started getting a little bit too comfortable on booking my shifts. After about 10 months of working there, she just decided to give me 5 a.m. shifts every time. And that wasn't even in my availability. So, you know, I would send a polite and professional email, and she would just hit me with some shit like, okay. Then just continue to book me at 5 a.m, bro. So I ended up working there for about a year and a half. And like most people at minimum wage jobs, when you're there for long enough, you just start to care a lot less about getting fired. I mean, I was snatching donuts, whipping myself up some food whenever no one was looking, and hooking up all my homies with free everything. And eventually, I just got tired of waking up at 4:30 every shift, so I put in my 2 weeks. And during these last 2 weeks, I did not give a fudge cake, bro. I was out here setting up coffee cups and playing basketball with the gym bits. And if someone was kinda polite to me, I would just hook them up with a free donut. And I remember on my last day, I was working a night shift, and it was just about 15 minutes before I got off forever. And some dudes rolled up in the drive-thru baked as hell. Hey dude, can you check how much is on this gift card really quick? Yeah, you got 21 cents on it. What can we get for 21 cents? One sec. I just went to the back and cleared the shelves of every single donut in sight, and I just sauced them all for free. Yo, thank you so much, dude. You're the GOAT.
Can't believe this cost 21 cents.
So yeah, that was my experience working fast food, and it's definitely not fun, but I feel like it's a valuable experience. Because now that I know I hate working there so much, I'm gonna work hard enough so you will never catch me working in fast food ever again, bro.
Okay, Chains, welcome to your first day at Jim Jordan's. These are our new product, Bieber Bites. Just smile and remember.
The customer is always right.
I could do that.
All right, I'll leave you to it.
Okay, hey, sir,
hey,
what can
there.
I...
Can I get some Bieber Bites?
Yeah, how many?
All right, how about this? Hey, let me get a pack of Justin Bieber's balls.
Funny, yeah, how many do you want?
Hey, let me get a pack of Bieber's sack.
Okay, yeah, how many, bro?
let me get a taste of Justin Bieber's wiener.
Back in my day, I used to work at a fast food place called Jim Jordan's. Now, for legal reasons, this is not Tim Hortons, okay? It has J's and shit, like, they don't even look that similar, bro. But honestly, working at Jim Jordan's, I felt like Johnny Sins, the way I'd put on my uniform and go to work just to get the soul sucked out of me, bruh. And instead of dealing with a bunch of fat asses, I'm dealing with a bunch of fat asses talking about...
Alright, so I ordered an extra large BLT with ranch, extra bacon, no veggies, and I only got 5 strips of bacon. I want a new one.
Where's the sandwich?
I ate it.
Of course you did, bruh. Like, you do not need more food. I don't think your arteries could compensate for any more bacon.
My doctor said I'm in shape.
I mean, yeah, bro, you're in the shape of a circle. I mean, I don't even know how you made it through the door. Oh, shit, damn. Now, believe it or not, I was a Jim Jordan's Hall of Fame employee. Shit, I was the best in that whole goddamn establishment, bro. And no, it's not because I was the sexiest, hardest working, strongest, most intelligent dude they'd ever seen. It's because everyone else was ass, bro. On the drive-through, we had the Indian homie Dil Preet, and the only English he knew was the Jim Jordan's menu, bruh.
Welcome to Jim Jordan's. What can I get for you?
Hey, just give me a moment.
I give you donut.
No, I need time to think.
You need chai, tea, drink?
No. Can you wait or not?
Okay. One tater tot.
No! Wait!
You want it?
No! Okay, stop it. You know what?
Okay. Chocolate donut.
Then over making the food, we had this sweet 83-year-old lady, Linda, who was 20 years too old to be doing this shit.
Okay, Chains, here's the cheese bagel.
Thank you, Linda. But, this is the 9th cheese bagel you've given me in 20 minutes.
Oh, my good gracious. I'm sorry. Oh, what's this? Oh, cheese bagel coming right up.
And overworking the counter, we had Sebastian. Now, don't get me wrong. Sebastian was a really nice guy, but... He had a little hint of the tism, you know, he had a lot of the tism. Like, it was more like the tism had a hint of Sebastian. Which is cool, of course, but it did mean that he would absolutely yap at every single customer who came in the store. Shit, I'll never forget this one time a girl came in the store and just ordered a muffin, like...
Welcome to Jimmy's, what can I get for you?
Hey, can I just get a fruit explosion muffin?
Can you guess what Sebastian said next, bruh?
Maybe your total is 175? Cash or card?
For here or to go?
None of the above, bruh. The sentence that came out of this motherfucker's mouth was...
A food explosion muffin?
Yes, please.
That sounds an awful lot like a hate crime to me.
Can I get my muffin, please?
Do you get it?
I get it.
Okay, listen. It's like...
You really
okay.
don't need to explain.
Explosion, okay.
Sir, you don't...
It's like if you took a bunch of gay people...
So that's Sebastian. And over on drinks, we had this dumbass 15-year-old who's always spilling and shit. That was me. Yeah, that was me. I was ass too, but like, I was still the best by default, though. So the point is, our Jim Jordan's crew was looking like a group of clumsy villains from a Disney movie. But just because we were all really ass at our jobs doesn't mean we were useless. Because if there's one thing we knew how to do, it was making people's days... even worse than they already were. You pull up to our drive-thru all happy, just wanting a small coffee? Shit, you're leaving with a small hot tea and some suppressed anger you'll probably bring home and let out on your wife and children. You pull up to our drive-thru just wanting a breakfast sandwich? You're leaving with nothing, because we ran out of eggs and cheese and bread and the breakfast and the sandwich. You pull up to our drive-thru pissed off, complaining about how there's not enough mayo in your wrap? Bro, you're leaving with a wrap filled with super special secret Sebastian sauce. So I'm sure you could probably tell, but we had to do a lot of customer service and talk our way out of a lot of mistakes. And by we, I mean me, bruh. I was the designated customer service dude, because before it was me, it was Dil Preet, and that shit would usually go some like,
hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit.
A nut?
Yes, someone busted a nut in my goddamn food.
You want a donut?
No!
And then before Dill Preet, it was Linda.
Hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit.
Oh, my heavens. That's horrible. I'm sorry. I'll get you a refund right away.
Ah, thank you.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Jim Jordan's. What can I get for you?
God damn it.
And before Linda, it was Sebastian.
Hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
Now, of course, our elite Jim Jordan's crew had a manager.
Magnus.
Now, Magnus was strict as hell, but she would only show up like once a month. But whenever she did show up, she was running this Jim Jordan's like it was the military or some shit. Cause usually I'd be 54 minutes into my 30 minute break playing Clash Royale. But when Magnus was there, bruh, shit, I'd clock into my break, make eye contact with her, shit my pants, and then clock right back out. She was so intimidating that whenever she would show up, I would never spill a drink. Sebastian used real mayo. Preet spoke fluent English, and Linda would be so stressed out, she'd forget to forget. She was running this place so much like the military, she had my ass waking up at 4:30 every day. And when Magnus was teaching me to do customer service, she really loved to say,
"The customer is always right."
So of course I listened, but it was low-key a crazy statement, cause honestly, the customer is never right, bro. It doesn't even matter what we're talking about. It could be like, "Hey, how you doing?" "Hey, I'm doing good, can't complain. I mean, it's a nice sunny day outside and all." Damn, this chicken wrap is good as hell. I am 100% sure nobody busted a nut in this. And I don't know about you, but I personally have never complained about my fast food order ever. I usually just get my order, check the bag, realize instead of a Big Mac they gave me a McChicken with a bite taken out of it, cut my losses, and I keep it pushing. But some of these motherfuckers in the Jim Jordan's drive-thru come in like you just murdered their entire family and then took a shit in their coffee.
Oh shit.
Hey you, there's not enough sugar in my fucking coffee.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry about that. Do you want me to add more sugar?
No, this is unbelievable.
Now, I swear these angry customers love to throw around the word unbelievable. But I'm not gonna lie, we forgot to put sugar in your coffee. It's pretty fucking believable, bruh. I mean, look at the staff. We're getting paid minimum wage. The guy who took your order doesn't speak English. The guy who made your order's a 15-year-old running off 2 hours of sleep. And the rest of our staff is playing fucking patty cake. You're lucky we even had enough brain cells to get you the coffee. And I'ma be honest, it was a blessing that I was broke as shit and really needed that job, because if I didn't, I would have crashed out for sure.
Hey, some dumbass forgot to put cheese in my fucking grilled cheese.
Oh, hell no. Yo, Linda, you hear this ungrateful piece of shit?
Oh, hell no. You keep running your mouth, I'm about to grill your cheese, bitch.
What the fuck is your old ass gonna do?
No, she's about Linda. Like
that, and I busted in your sandwich last week.
Wait, what? Man, way back when, there was a time when you couldn't catch anyone under the age of 30 chiefing a vape. Until one day at Vaporizer Laboratories, they were cooking up and made a flavor that would change the game forever. Cotton candy. Now this revolutionary flavor forced these grown ass 30-year-old men to take a good look in the mirror and ask themselves,
"Damn. What do I look like as a grown-ass man sucking on this goddamn cotton candy stick?"
So they do what any responsible adult would do. They give it to their children. I mean, shit, kids love cotton candy. All of a sudden, business is booming for Vaporizer Laboratories, so they start cooking up even harder. Boom, Sour Patch Kids juice. Boom, applesauce juice. And boom, baby food juice. These babies will be sucking that shit like a soother. Kids' first words will be looking like,
"Yeah. Oh my god, honey, Jackson's gonna say his first words.
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yo, Pops, well, let me bum a hit off that 50 Nick Guava Ice, G.
Yo, just wait till they drop that breast milk flavor, bro. Shit, these newborn babies won't even know what hit them. They'll be returning customers for life, which will probably be like 12 years max. Now, the reason I say all this is to let you know that vaping not only intruded my high school years, but also my years in middle school. I was first introduced to these bad boys at the ripe age of 13. And with a little bit of that good old peer pressure, I folded, bro. Like, what was I supposed to do, bro? Like not take the hit?
No. I probably should not have taken a hit. But from that point on, I started doing a little dabbling, you know? I mean, as a 13-year-old, there's only one answer to someone asking, yo, dude, you want to try a hit of this blueberry guacamole milkshake ice flavor, dude? And that answer is, abso-fucking-lutely, dude. And I was never a fiend or anything, but I will say, I popped a few ghosts and blown a few O's back in my day, but it had never gotten to the point of me owning a vape. Until one day. This story takes place way back in grade 7. Me and the boys were posted in science class dissecting cow balls or some shit when Mr. Principal burst through the door like,
"Is Tessa here?"
Yeah, she's right there. And I look at Tessa and she just tosses her vape over to her homie, Kate. And I seen that shit clear as day, but Mr. Principal's old ass must have forgot to wear his contacts or something. Cause he runs a quick pat down on Tessa looking for said vape, but sure enough, he doesn't find it.
"Miss Rhodes told me you were vaping in her class. Is this true?"
"Psst, no, I would never."
Okay.
And then the bell rang and everybody knew what that meant. It was Nut Break. Now, I don't know who the fuck decided to name our recess Nut Break, but I will say, most of the students understood that that shit was short for Nutrition Break. However, some kids took it a little too literally. Weird ass school, man. But this specific Nut Break, you best believe, me and the boys weren't busting nuts or eating nutritional foods because Billy had something else on his mind. Yo, who's got you smiling like that? Who, me? Nah, it's nobody.
It's nobody.
Yo, wait, you got a crush on Tessa? What? Tessa? Me? Yeah. Yeah, I got a crush on, yeah. Oh, sick. Go talk to her, bro. Talk to her. No. Bro, it's simple. She's new to the school. She's probably looking for some friends. So just walk over and introduce yourself. You're right. I'm just going to do it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, did I just sell that shit?
Yep.
You did. Then the bell rings and we all go to PE class. Now in my middle school, your class was your class. You just have the same students and the same underqualified teacher teaching everything. Like, Lord knows Mr. Donaldson shouldn't be teaching PE, but shit, here we are. And so while we're playing dodgeball, I'm trying to coach Billy on how to confess his love for Tessa, but I'ma keep it a buck. I was speaking straight out of my ass, bro. I don't know the first thing about confessing love. Listen, bro, I'm the expert when it comes to confessing love. All you gotta do is walk up with confidence, introduce yourself, and then ask her to be your girlfriend, bro. Okay, simple. Let's practice. "Hey, Vanessa, my name's Billy and, Do you want to be my girlfriend?"
Damn.
And after the proper training, by the time lunch came around, Billy was prepared to do what had to be done. "All right, listen, bro. Whatever happens out there, me and Bob got your back. And remember, the worst she can say is no, bro." "All right, I'm ready.
You got this."
"Hey, Vanessa, I'm Billy. I seen you in science class today and you were looking very pretty and, do you want to be my girlfriend?"
Fuck no.
She laughed, bro. She laughed in Billy's face. And he walks back to us with tears in his eyes.
She laughed at me, bro.
Well, at least you know what they say.
What?
If you can make her laugh and giggle, you can make the cheeks clap and
jiggle. Not right now, bro.
You're right. Too soon. Needless to say, that brother Billy went home that night, listened to Juice WRLD, and cried himself to sleep. Shit, the next day, Billy didn't even say a word, but I could hear Lucid Dreams on full blast in those earbuds. Man, it's a tough sight to see. Next thing I know, Mr. Principal bursts in the class talking about,
"All right, Tessa, in my office right now."
Now, I don't know why she was in trouble, but whatever she was accused of, she's guilty, bro. And she's also guilty on 1/3 degree count of breaking my man's heart. And as I'm busy praying on Tessa's downfall, I get a little tap on my shoulder like, "Psst, take this. Mr. Principal's looking for it and he's not gonna check you."
Whose is it?
It's Tessa's. Don't worry, it's safe with me. And it was safe with me. Cause that shit was now mine. The only way she could get it back is if she repaired my boy Billy's heart and That just wasn't happening. And soon enough, Tessa comes back from Mr. Principal's office and she didn't say a word. We had nut break, nothing. We went to PE, nothing. And then we went to math class. And as I was chilling in math class, calculating the square root of pi and shit, I get a tap on my shoulder again.
Psst, Tessa wants her vape back.
Vape? What vape?
The one I handed you this morning, you know, it was purple.
Oh, that vape. Oh, yeah, no, I threw that shit in the bushes. So she reports back to the person who gave her the vape, and she reports back to the person who gave her the vape, etc., etc., until Tessa finds out, and she looks pissed. So she whispers to her friend, who whispers to her friend, etc., etc.
What bush did you throw it in?
Oh, The one out back. And to put it in perspective, the bush out back was fucking massive. It was this huge conglomerate of straight prickle bushes, and so pretty much, her vape was gone, bro. And I went to sleep that night with a smile on my face, knowing I not only saved Tessa's lungs, but also Billy's heart. The next day, I went to class, sat down with the boys as always, but something was different. Tessa and her homies were nowhere to be seen. I shrug it off and continue to make some groundbreaking studies in science class until I hear Billy like,
"Bro, no fucking way."
So I turn around to not only see Tessa and her friends waist high in prickle bushes looking for this vape, but I also see Mr. Principal forcing them to do it. Now this was truly a beautiful sight to see revenge play out this perfectly. Like Billy was sitting at the window the entire class watching him do a whole search party for this vape that was posted in my pocket. And just when I thought Billy couldn't get happier, the next day Tessa and her friends had to present a PowerPoint to the entire school on why vaping is bad.
Vaping is bad because when the vape enters your lungs, well, it's not good for your lungs.
Man, karma is real, because not only did Tessa understand how it felt to be laughed at, but the next day, my friend came up to me like, "Can I use that vape for the day?" And I wasn't using that shit, so I said,
"Yeah, sure."
And at the end of the day, you'll never guess what she told me, bro.
"Yo, you still got the vape?"
No, I threw it in the bush out back.
So, 50,000 word essay, 3 worksheets, pages 5, 6, 9, 273, 655 in your workbook, and you'll need to make a TED Talk you'll present in front of the whole school. What do you want, Chains?
Well, how much time do we have?
Everything needs to be handed in at 12 p.m. on Thursday, or you'll get a 0.
Wait, Mr. Cumminson, that's in 2 minutes.
Actually, it's 1 minute now. Any other questions?
Can I go to the bathroom?
Fuck no. Sit down, Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
Man, imagine being a high school teacher, bro. Like, as soon as you hit the ripe age of 5 years old, they throw your ass into school, and you just don't make it out until you're, like, fucking 65.
And when I was younger, I always used to wonder, like, why is Mr. Cumminson so angry all the time? But as I got older, I realized I would be pretty fucking pissed if I was in the exact same spot I was 40 goddamn years ago. Which brings me to the first type of high school teacher, Mr. Angerson. This is the type of motherfucker whose wife divorced him 7 years ago and he takes his heartbreak out on the students.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. I just had to sneeze.
Oh, so you think it's okay to just sneeze in my classroom now, huh?
Well, no. I just needed to sneeze.
What if I just broke into your house and started sneezing on shit, huh?
Matter of fact, get your ass up here.
Yo, this isn't the 1950s. You can't just...
Linda, come back, please.
Now, I don't know how Mr. Angerson continues to keep his job, but it feels like this dude's mission is to ruin the day of every student that walks into his class. Like, he'll be putting in extra effort into his test to make them as confusing as possible. The type of motherfucker to make a multiple choice test with the first 4 letters all as A. Bro will have me changing the correct answers into the ABCD strategy. Next up, we got Mrs. Talkinson. Some teachers really just don't give a fuck about teaching, bro. I mean, Miss Talkinson over here, she really just wants someone to talk to, for real.
And that's when Franklin D. Roosevelt became president. You know, actually, in high school, I had a friend named Franklin. He was a really nice guy. We used to go to the movies together and stuff, and Then he went to jail for multiple hate crimes. Like, by the end of the class, you'll know her home life, her family, how she takes her anger out on her children. So me and my classmates would recognize the fact that if we could just keep Miss Talkinson talking, we wouldn't have to do shit all class. So in 1938, Germany invaded Austria. Yes, Chains. Miss Talkinson, have you ever been to Germany? Oh my goodness, you would not believe what we did in Germany. And for my personal favorite teacher, we got Miss Cakinson. You know, the teacher that is caked up for absolutely no reason. Like, she's got that dump truck for what? I mean, I'll be failing all my classes, rocking with a 1.5 GPA. But I walk into her class... Fuck, all of a sudden I turn into a... Miss Cakinson, actually, you forgot the homework for today. Oh my god.
Shut up.
Oh, I thank you, Chains. I almost forgot. You're welcome, Miss Cakinson. All my homework is done, all my tests are aced, and at any given chance... Ah, Sue, my computer isn't working. Does anyone know? What do you need, Miss Cakinson? And I'm there. Miss Cakinson, if you're watching this, just give me a chance, please. And next, you know we got Mr. Questionable. Ensign. Now I know what you're thinking. Bro's name is a little bit of a mouthful, and that's because he may or may not have a mouthful of little boys. Okay, listen, I'm not here to point fingers at anyone. But if I was to point fingers at someone, it would be fucking him. Like, I'm really not trying to accuse anyone of anything, but there does come a point when some things this man does gets a little questionable. Maya, let me help you.
So you put your hand like this, and you...
OMG, Chains, you will not believe who just followed me on Instagram. Oh shit, was it at Chains for real? No, it was Mr. Questionable Ensign. Damn, brother, this test was hard as fuck.
Yeah, bro, literally everyone failed that shit. Facts, bro, what did you get?
Yo, I got 22%.
What about you?
Oh, I got 103%.
Yo, you can live the rest of your life without breathing.
What? No, you need to breathe. Hey, watch and learn, my friend. Oh, shit. Would you look at that?
Okay, class, today we're gonna be studying atoms. Yes, Chains.
If we're made out of atoms... And we're studying atoms. Does that mean atoms are studying themselves?
Chains, are you high?
No.
No.
Damn. You know how everyone says, oh, I took a shit? No. You never take a shit. You leave it.
Yo, guys, I just took the meanest shit I've ever seen.
Hell yeah. Bro, isn't it crazy that you can imagine what it would feel like to lick any object you look at? Bro, what? Why are you looking at my balls like that?
Oh, hell no.
You know what I just realized?
Yeah, what?
Walking around with one crowbar is much more suspicious than walking around with three crowbars. Bro, is that your car?
Oh, shit. Yo, this burger is busting in my mouth right now, bro. I know, this shit is scrumptious. The ham, it's just exquisite.
But wait, ham? There's no ham in the burger.
It's a hamburger, dumbass. Of course there's ham in the burger.
No, the patty, it's made out of beef.
Bruh, that's like saying a hot dog isn't made out of a dog for Pete's sake.
Damn. Your eye is shit. Okay, when I say sun, do you think of day or night? Obviously the day, that's when the sun's out.
Okay, makes sense.
But what if I were to tell you that you see more suns in the sky at night than you do in the day?
Whoa.
You are hereby sentenced to 35 years in jail for repeatedly kicking a pregnant woman.
Objection, Your Honor.
When you really think about it, everyone in this room has repeatedly kicked a pregnant woman before. Even you, Your Honor. Fuck. Holy shit.
horses are naysayers. Sir, I am very sorry to inform you. The STD results came back and you are positive for chlamydia, gonorrhea, trichomoniasis, syphilis, chlamydia, herpes, HPV, HIV, and chlamydia again. Somehow you got 3 cases of chlamydia.
Damn, you know what that made me realize?
That you should wear a condom?
Nah, life is a sexually transmitted disease that will 100% lead to death.
Damn right, sir, you got 3 days to live.
You ever think about how old cars are looked at like, ah, look at this dude's old ass car, he's broke as shit. Damn, at least my car isn't as old as this dude's. Holy shit, this guy's car is a shitbox. Damn. But look at that vintage car. Wow, that guy's car is insanely old. He's gotta be a millionaire. What the fuck? Is that Fred Flintstone?
Whether we like it or not, we were all once inside some balls.
Facts.
I'm talking in the testes. Damn. I'm talking in the family jewels.
Yeah.
I'm talking in the nut storage. I'm talking in the semen spheres. God damn, Todd's really laying down some mean pipe over there. You know, Todd beating down those doonies really got me thinking. Most people are made in a bed, born in a bed, and die in a bed. Damn, damn.
Bro,
stairs were made to make a really big fall into a bunch of small falls. Oh, shit, are you good? You know, someone probably still gotcha nose from years and years ago.
Gotcha nose, give it back.
It's me.
What do you mean?
It's me. I am the one who gotcha nose.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
Dude, give it back.
Or what?
Give it back.
No, it's my nose now.
You gotta eat the frog.
No, just eat the frog.
Nope, one bite.
I'm not doing it.
You just gotta try
I'm
it.
I'm not eating the frog.
It tastes like chicken.
Your mama tastes like chicken.
Come on, it's tradition. You have to eat the frog.
Damn, traditions are really just dead people peer pressuring us.
Eat the frog, pussy.
That's why you're dead, bitch. Listen, I just can't wrap my brain around it.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you tell me why the fuck we park on the driveways and we drive on the parkways?
It makes no sense.
Hey, Alexa, order some extra large magnums real quick.
No, we both know you get absolutely zero bitches.
Alexa, stop.
On top of
Alexa,
F you and I both know
Alexa,
you are
shut
a
up.
Small condom boy.
Bro, over the next generation, we're gonna see a serious decline in the number of people who are named Alexa.
Damn.
Wow, that's quite a beautiful birdhouse right there.
Yeah, do you think it's made out of wood?
Oh yeah, for sure. And where does wood come from?
Fuck do you mean, where does wood come from? It comes from a tree.
Exactly. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
People cut down birds' houses to make bird houses.
Oh,
the fuck?
Yeah, I meant people cut down bird houses to make bird houses. As you get older and older, a life sentence continues to become less threatening.
Yo, there's probably a point where you just don't give a fuck.
Put the money in the bag, bitch.
I hereby sentence you to a life sentence in prison.
3 days later.
Whoops. Oh.
Okay. How the fuck did somebody look at all these rocks and trees and shit and just think, yeah, I can make a Wi-Fi out of this. Why is it a chair, bro? Someone tell me why it's a chair.
You see, the word chair actually originates from the word cathedra, which is a combination of Latin words that means sit and down. Incidentally, the word cathedral got its name as it is the seat or chair of the bishop.
Damn, this sandwich is about to go crazy, bro. Wait, that sandwich would hit way harder if we smoked before you eat it. Oh, okay, yeah, you right.
A few moments later.
Damn,
What? Damn, my sandwich went bad. Nah, when you think about it, your sandwich didn't go bad. Something just started eating it before you did. Whoa, that's crazy to think about. Wait, are you eating my sandwich right now?
You gotta be faster than that, bro.
I'm talking inside the cum factories.
For real.
I'm talking Damn. Inside the sperm bank.
For real.
I'm talking inside
these nuts.
I'm talking crazy. In the Dwayne the Rock Johnsons.
Damn.
Nah, fuck you. Hey, fuck you then. That's why you eat meat. I don't eat meat. I'm vegan. Oh shit, same. But you're still a bitch. Okay, and I still laid pipe on your mom. Yo, what's going on here? He called me a bitch, and he said he had sexual intercourse with my mom. Yo, calm down. I thought you guys were both vegan.
Yeah, we
are. What about it? If you guys are both vegan, are you guys really beefing? Damn, that was unfunny as fuck. Should we just beat his ass?
Yeah, we should.
Ah, shit, damn. Ah, I see here. Looks like your toothpaste hasn't been doing the job. Try this one. 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this toothpaste. Wait a minute. If dentists make their money off people having bad teeth, and 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this toothpaste, why would I choose to use this
go,
one?
Go, go, go.
Shit, he knows. Man, you ever think about how the ocean is just some really big soup?
Damn, I guess you're right.
Or have you ever thought about how there's more airplanes in the ocean than submarines in the sky?
Oh shit, apparently not.
Damn, we're high as fuck. Man, you know what I just realized?
What's up?
Your balls are kind of like a body bag of sorts. You know what I'm saying? You gotta stop looking at my balls, bro.
Okay, but who named it a chair? Like, who just looked at this thing and was like, oh, yep. This is gonna be called a goddamn fucking chair.
Boo.
Oh, you scared me half to death.
What happens if you get scared half to death twice?
Oh, I don't know. It's just a saying.
Boo.
Oh
shit, is he dying? I think. Damn. What, when you really think about it, most guys will get their first set of flowers at their funeral.
That's some real shit.
Wait, Chains, are you high at a funeral?
No.
Getting zooted is a remarkable experience. However, the moment you step into a public setting, everything changes. I mean, being baked in public is the equivalent of trying to run track with clown shoes on. It's the equivalent of being an astronaut in the ocean. It's like bringing a sword to a gunfight. And trust me, I've been caught lacking, baked beyond belief on several occasions. That is, until I learned the art of pretending you're not zooted. So, the first order of business is covering up that dank smell. Cause shit, you and I both know if you get caught reeking of that sweet, sweet smell of Mary Jane, your cover's blown. So take some Axe, some cologne, some goddamn Febreze and just douse yourself. And just when you think you put too much, spray some more, bro. And although all this Axe is gonna have you smelling like a frat boy,
sup,
it is
dude?
Crucial that we avoid the following scenario at all costs.
You get some of this.
Nice.
Yo, do you think you can still smell it?
Nah, dude. I can't smell it at all. What about me? Shit, it's like we didn't even smoke. But truth be told, both of these motherfuckers smell like weed, bro. The next order of business is those goddamn bloodshot eyes. I'm not gonna lie. Those eyes of yours are a dead giveaway, bro. I mean, you look fucking obliterated. Like, go look in the mirror. Yeah, we're gonna need some eye drops real quick. Just a few drops here. You know what I'm saying? Few drops here. Yep. Yeah, that's a lot better. But you know what? For a little safety measure, throw these hoes on. Damn. Now you're looking sober and fresh as fuck, but how are you feeling? Your mouth's a little dry, huh? Well, I got just the thing for you. You see this? Yeah, shit's called water. It's gonna help you with that cotton mouth, and it'll keep you hydrated. Yeah, that's some good old H2O. Nice. Yeah, now go take a look in the mirror.
Yeah, you're looking good. But before you go outside, we gotta go over some of the basic principles of pretending you're not faded. Number one is no rambling. Talking too much can be a slippery slope, which will ultimately compromise the mission.
Yo, Chains, what time is it?
It's, 107.
107?
Wait. Bro, 107 isn't
how
the time.
How did the first person make the clock even know what time
Yo,
it was?
What is this dude
like,
talking
did
about?
They just randomly decide and, you know, just start running with it?
Hold up.
Chains is baked as hell.
No.
And principle number two, don't talk too little. Although talking too much can sell the mission, so can talking too little.
Hi there, what can I get for you? Sir, what do you want?
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. What the fuck do you want, bitch?
Yeah, we got a customer who's on fucking Mars.
And last, but of course not least, is the golden rule for pretending you're not zooted. Just say you're tired, bro. It's undefeated. It works like a fucking charm. It hasn't failed
him
yet.
Failed him yet.
Chains, have you been smoking the devil's lettuce?
Nah, I'm just tired.
Oh, okay.
Hey, were you just smoking in the bathroom?
Nah, I'm just really tired.
Oh, okay, my fault.
So you're telling me you've been found driving with a joint in your mouth, 3 ounces of weed, and you failed the drug test?
Objection, Your Honor. My client here, he was tired.
Innocent, he's proven innocent, he's good.
So with all this being said, I think you're ready to go out. Well, where are you going anyways?
What, you're going to your grandma's 89th birthday?
Ah, shit, good luck with that, man. Oh, grandson, it's so nice to see you.
My very first time getting a taste of that enchanted broccoli. It was a very special time in my life. In fact, it shaped me to become the stick man you see today. Now, if you've seen this video, you would know my very first time being baked was also my first time being drunk. Cause you see, what happened was I had ate some magic brownies and they didn't kick in for a while. So I came to the solid conclusion that, bro, these edibles ain't shit. So I chug some vodka and next thing I know, I'm fucking obliterated. And through me mixing these two substances for the very first time of trying each, I was unable to truly take in the full experience of being zooted. Cause I was fucking slumped. So fast forward about a month after the edible incident, me and Bob were trying to see what being baked really felt like. Keep in mind, we were in grade 7 at this point, and at Stickman Middle School, you got +3 clout points if you ever smoked some grass. So naturally, we were fiending for some Mary Jane, and we had just the person to call. Yo, Billy.
Hey, what's up?
Me and Bob were trying to smoke some marijuana.
Shut up. The feds might have tapped my phone, bro. Chill.
Oh, shit. My bad. I meant we're trying to blow some pipes.
Hey, yo, pause. What the fuck?
We're trying to inhale Satan's spinach? I don't know.
I bet. I got some gas for you boys. Meet me at Stickman Park at 6 p.m. sharp.
Okay, bet.
And soon enough, it was 6 p.m. sharp and we were posted at Stickman Park.
The homie Billy pulls up fully equipped with the gas.
Yo, we gotta find somewhere discreet to do this.
Oh, let's do it in the trees over there.
Alright, that works.
So we walk into this little forest with a bench in it and Billy whips out the pipe.
What the fuck is that?
It's a pipe. I took it from my sister's room.
Bro, are you sure you didn't accidentally take her dildo instead?
Shut up, bro. Lots of people smoke out of these bad boys.
I don't know. There's just something about the way that it's shaped.
Are we smoking or not?
Yeah, we're smoking.
And then Billy takes out a plastic bag with a thug ass.
Yo, take a whiff of this shit.
And at this point, I had never got a sniff of the za before. So when I did take a whiff...
Damn,
That's some strong shit right there.
Hell yeah.
And I got it from the plug for 50% off.
Damn, bro, this is gonna get us high as hell.
So Billy packed the pipe and handed it to me. He whipped out the lighter and said, suck it.
Hey, yo, pause.
Oh my. All right. Inhale.
Oh, I got you.
And there it was, my very first hit of the Zaza. And I was coughing up a storm. And as Bob was taking his hit, I was sitting there like, am I high yet? Like, is this what it's supposed to feel like?
Nah, you gotta smoke some more to get baked.
So Billy packs some more into the pipe and hands it to me. I inhale. But still nothing. So me and Bob are looking at each other like,
bro, are we like invincible or some shit?
I think so.
And Billy's like, no, you have to inhale and hold it in your lungs for as long as possible.
So I try it. I inhale, I held it, and then I was coughing up a storm again. We repeated these steps for like 20 minutes and still nothing. Now, me and Bob didn't know shit when it came to the topic of devil's lettuce, so we were just taking Billy's word for everything.
Yo, don't worry, it'll hit you in like an hour.
So we walk back to Bob's crib, and sure enough, an hour goes by.
Yo, are you high yet?
Nah, I still feel normal. What about you?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
So we waited and waited all night, and nothing happened. Now, a quick scientific analysis of the situation. What had happened was, Billy's plug saw that he was 13 and realized he could make a quick buck off him. So he had given him 50% off, however, he gave him straight stems. Now, if you're not sure what this means, let me break it down for you using, enchanted broccoli. Now, we all know that broccoli is a nutritious vegetable. However, a wide majority of the nutrients are packed directly in the broccoli crown, leaving the stem of the broccoli with very small amounts of nutrients in comparison to the top part. This means that eating the top part of the broccoli will indeed make you big and strong. However, the stem itself lacks the capacities to, quote unquote, make you big and strong, if you know what I'm saying. Remember, eat your broccoli. So essentially, me and Bob were smoking that doo-doo pack, smoking straight Reggie. So Bob and I felt as though we needed some redemption, and we knew just the perfect day to do it. April 20th, 420. So today was the day we would really know what being zooted felt like. So me, Billy, and Bob went over to our homie's house, cause we knew this homie in particular would have the facilities to celebrate April 20th. So we knock on his door, he lets us in, and the first thing this motherfucker says is,
so, are we smoking fat today or what?
Hey, yes, sir.
Alright, follow me.
So we followed the homie into his mom's room, and when he opened her closet, she was equipped with every kind of grass you could imagine. He snatched a few pre-rolls and we went to his backyard. He lit up the first J and passed it straight to me. And after all these years, it felt as though my entire life had led me up to this very moment. I took a hit and got my real first taste of that Mary Jane. So we passed around the J's for a bit and my eyes and mouth started to dry up. So I'm like, alright, I'm gonna go get some water really quick. And the moment I stand up, it all hits at once. I just remember everything going into slow motion, and it felt like I was watching myself in a movie. Almost like it was a third person perspective. So I head into the homie's bedroom and I lay down on his bed because I was really trying to comprehend what the fuck was going on. Cause my frame rates were dropping, my time perception was fucked, and I was hungry as shit. So when Billy, Bob, and the homie walk into the room with snacks, bro, I was a munch. And so for the rest of the night, the four of us just chilled out, ate some snacks, and enjoyed our very first time with that enchanted broccoli.
Okay, oh yeah. Oh yeah, baby, let's go.
Now, I don't know why, but there's just some things we all did as kids. And it's not like any of these things actually make sense, but But we just did them. Like, did you even have a childhood if you never dug a hole to China?
Timmy, we're almost there.
Yay, just 2 more minutes. I mean, kids are just some dumbasses, bro. Like, who's gonna tell little Timmy he's not digging through the Earth's core with this little rinky-dink ass shovel? But to be completely honest, out of all these dumbasses, I was probably the stupidest kid known to man. Like, I remember when I was 5 and I was taking my annual shower, you know, and all of a sudden I had realized I was a fucking superhero. It was just the way the water was flowing out of my fingertips. It was like nothing I'd ever seen before. And I was fucking hyped. I mean, from this point on, my new name was Waterboy. Wow. I was pretty fucking stupid. But not everything I did as a kid was completely impractical. For example, I know you used to run up the stairs on all fours, bro. Like, this was just the most efficient way to get from point A to point B. I used to feel like a fucking cheetah going up those stairs. In fact, going up the stairs in this manner was so efficient, I asked myself, well, why don't people go down the stairs like this? And shit, I figured out why. Or bro, on a hot summer day, I would wait for my mom to whip out the fan. And as soon as she turned that bitch on, me and my brother would turn into the Migos. We were dropping hit after hit. Like, we were spending so much time talking into this fan, our mom was a little concerned.
Raindrop.
Drip.
Drop top.
Smoking no cookie in a hot box.
Cookie.
Fucking on your bitch here. Dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in a crock pot.
Pot.
Hey guys, you've been there for 6 hours. I think it's time.
Ma, let him cook.
Bad and bougie. Cooking up dope with the Uzi.
Hey!
And speaking of cooking, when Mama Chains would whip up some good old Kraft dinner, I had no choice but to put a piece of KD on each prong of the fork. Like, that shit just simply tasted better, bro. Or whenever I was walking on a sidewalk, I would strategically plan out each footstep to make sure I was not stepping on a crack. Now, the funny thing about this one is... I still do that shit. And I know some of y'all are gonna think I'm weird for that, but riddle me this. Who's gonna be laughing when your mom's in the ER with a broken back, bitch? Now, I feel like at one point or another in your life, you just had to check if the fridge light stayed on when you close it. It's really just a part of growing up. Like, one day you'll go grab some milk for your Honey Nut Cheerios and you'll be like, hey, wait a minute. Or what about when you were bored in the car and you start doing parkour with your fingers to the window? I used to hit some crazy combos and then I would go to finish it off with a backflip. Or have you ever fucked around in the living room and you broke a vase or some shit?
Whoops.
You know, you get a timeout or you receive a little whooping. Now, coming out fresh off that whooping, this shit could only go one of two ways. Either you ball your eyes out and play with this fucking thing for hours, or you would plan to run away, bro. That was it. That was your only options. And I had a few of those moments where I was ready to dip. I would pack an apple in my trusty Minecraft sword for the trials and tribulations to come. And then I would look my sweet mother in the eyes and realize... Shit, she's making mac and cheese tonight. I can't leave yet. And you have simply not lived if you never hit a DS under your pillow at night. Like for me, the Mario grind was 24/7. There was no sleeping. But I'm not gonna lie, I had some close calls trying to pull that shit off.
Good night, Chains. Sweet dreams.
Good night, Ma. Love you.
Love you too.
Fuck. And goddamn, bro, in grade 1, we would be doing anything but schoolwork. Like, we'd be poking holes in our erasers, injecting heroin with mechanical pencils, drawing this shit, and breaking this shit off mechanical pencils. I'm not gonna lie, you still gotta keep me away from those things, because if I see them... I will break them. And yo, I'm not gonna forget you motherfuckers who used to put glue on your hands and let it dry so you could peel it off. Like bro, you're weird for that shit, I'm not gonna lie. But I did used to love crafting the biggest marker sword you could and have a duel. And I don't know why, but I always used to carry around this tiny ass pencil. Like I never actually used it, but I always had it. And I used to flex it too, thinking it was cool or something. Yo, shorty. Take a look at my pencil.
Oh my god, why is it so tiny?
Tiny? It's not that small. And bro, tell me as a kid that you never had the random urge to just do this shit. And you just stay there. I don't know why. And I'm not gonna lie, I have to contribute my entire professional stickman career to drawing on the windows as a kid. Like, Mini Chains was whipping up some masterpieces. They were on some Picasso level shit, which is exactly why you see this high quality stickman content.
If you saw this video, you would know my very first time drinking, I got both high and drunk at the same time. But my first time being drunk takes place back when I was like 14 or 15. And this story takes place at my grandma's crib. No, listen, I know that sounds bad, but like, I mean, it's pretty bad. So the story starts with me and my brother pulling up to the family function. And right off the bat, we notice the chill cousins are nowhere to be seen. So instantly, we can tell it's gonna be a long night of engaging in conversations about school, sports, my lack of ability to pull bitches. And about 5 minutes after arriving, you know, I'm just doing some good old small talk. Oh, hey bud, how's school going? Oh, you know, it's going.
And, how's sports going?
Yeah, the sports are good.
Nice.
So, the weather lately, huh? And then after about 20 minutes, me and my brother are just getting our shit flamed by every member of the family.
No wonder you can't get a girlfriend. You're ugly as shit.
Damn, that was just mean.
And don't get me started on you. You had a 3-year head start and still can't get any bitches.
And honestly, we just can't say anything back because last time I tried.
Man, still no girlfriend. That's brutal.
Not as brutal as your third divorce, am I right? Guys, so instead of flaming the living shit out of this grown man in front of his mom, I decide to be the bigger man. I just laughed that shit off. And then got the fuck out of there before they brought up my school grades. So as my brother and I sit down in a different room, I'm just in agony thinking about how everything this dude flamed me for was actually true. But my brother, on the other hand, he was whipping up some devious plan. Yo, Chains, follow me.
Oh, okay.
So we walk down to the basement. So, what are we doing in the basement? He opens a cupboard full of alcohol. Bro just cracks the seal on some vodka and starts downing that shit. Now, usually I would know this is a bad idea, but to be honest, I just got done getting my entire existence shit on by my own family. So I'm really just trying to drink my pain away at this point. I mean, we were passing that bottle drinking like rent was due and the wife was taking the kids. So with that being said, we got a little hammered. And keep in mind, this was my first time being drunk. So as soon as I stood up, I ate shit. It was like I had to relearn the controls of life. But we had to get out of the basement or else we'd look suspicious. So our drunk asses plug walked our way up the stairs. But we were trying to act as casual as possible. So we sit back down with the rest of the family like we didn't just down a bottle of vodka. And me and my bro were just sitting there looking at each other trying not to laugh. But the next thing I knew, this dude Uncle Jerry was back on my ass.
Hey look, Dumb and Dumber are back.
And at this point, I'm using every bone in my body not to end this man's whole career.
Man, whose gene is it that made you so damn hideous?
Don't do it, bro. Don't do it, bro. And I really didn't want to do him like that, but the vodka took control. It was your hideous gene, Gerald. But at least I didn't get the same gene that has you 5'2 and balding. Like, I can't tell if you're going through puberty or a midlife crisis. And shit, I didn't stop there. And Joe, I want to hear you talking. You're built like Baymax from Big Hero 6.
What the fuck is Big Hero 6?
Mom, I love you. Karen, sit down. Your mac and cheese tastes like ass. And Bob, you're literally a registered sex offender. Grandma, I love you. Bernard, your hairline looks like it's social distancing from your eyebrows. And Irene, how are you 47 and still work at McDonald's? And you got no drip. Come on, bro. Friendly fire. Oh, shit. You're right. My bad. Needless to say, I was handing out smoke to everybody. Something in that vodka turned me to a demon. And I guess since everyone was mad at me for dissing the entire family, they never knew I was drunk as hell. But in the end, I did feel really bad for roasting my entire family tree. But ever since that day, everybody stopped flaming me. So,
It was worth it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Oh my god.
Yeah,
let's go.
For my New Year's resolution, I'm gonna go on a diet.
Nice.
Oh, and I'm gonna quit vaping.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm gonna go vegan.
Oh, nice.
And I'm gonna stop beating my meat.
Oh. 3 days later.
Man, fuck the diet.
Right? I didn't even want to go vegan anyways. Wait, guys. Where's Jonathan?
Alright, I'm gonna keep it a stack. This New Year's resolution thing is a whole lot of bullshit. Some goddamn buffoonery. A heaping pile of a fucking horse cum. Like, don't get me started on these New Year, New Me motherfuckers, man. Like, dyeing your hair and getting another piercing doesn't change shit. Now you're just broke, depressed, and lonely in a different font. And I'm not gonna pretend like I don't see you motherfuckers in the gym for the first 2 weeks. Like, come on now. You and I both know as soon as you get out of this gym, you're about to pick up a large strawberry milkshake, a Big Mac with no pickles, and a side of chicken nuggets, and it's disgusting. But Chains, how do you know down to the exact specifications of the order?
'Cause shit, I'm about to get the same damn thing.
Because the devastating truth is, a new year doesn't change jack shit. And if you're watching this in 2022, I'm really not trying to kill the hopes and dreams of 2023, but let's be honest. If you really wanted to be jacked, you would start working out, bro. Like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the Earth orbiting the sun one more time isn't gonna get you any bitches, bro. 'Cause trust me, I would know. Now, as a stick man like myself, I can't fuck with New Year's resolutions because it's always the same shit. Like,
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year's.
Oh, hey, man, Happy New Year's. Well, what's your New Year's resolution? Oh, it's 1080p. What about you? Oh, yeah, same. But did you see Ethan, bro? Nah, what's his? Yo, he's got 4K. Yo, what's up, dudes? Oh, look at the quality on this guy. Damn, wait, do you hear that noise? Yeah, what is that? Oh, shit, it's Chains. He got 480p again. Shit.
Oh, fuck. Why is it 480p again? God
damn. That whole New Year's resolution bit was unfunny as fuck. Like, corny as shit. Well, speaking of corny jokes, New Year seems like the time when motherfuckers feel like it's okay to start whipping out the most 10, overused 9, and unfunniest 8, jokes 7, of all 6, time. 5, oh, 4, hey, Chains, 3, oh, watch 2, this.
1, Happy New Year!
Oh, hey, Chains, I haven't seen you since last year. So you know how it's gonna be 2020 soon, right?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I got 2020 vision. Now, I know it sounds like I'm on some bahumbug shit, but New Year's does have a lot of great things about it. Like the parties, the fireworks, the parties. And so you may be thinking, Chains, why are you like the Grinch of New Year's resolutions? Why do you hate New Year's resolutions so much? Well, the truth is, my hatred for New Year's resolutions dates way, way, way back to 2016. It was December 31st. New Year's Eve, 11:59 p.m. This was the very day when a young hopeful Chains decided my New Year's resolution would be to acquire a girlfriend. I tried and I tried, but as 2022 comes to an end, my girlfriend remains unacquired.
Fulcrum, come in. Faded in a hole.
Damn, bro. We gotta get as high as this dude. Facts. How does this motherfucker get so baked? I don't even know. Let me check. Oh, here.
Yup. Just getting faded in a hole out here at the fucking goddamn Burger King, you feel me? About to take my first smackington off the Benjamin.
Damn, it looks like we gotta hit the Benjamin in a Burger King. Yo, what the fuck is a Benjamin? I don't know, but I'm trying to find out. Yo, how's it going? Yeah, we're good, but
I was looking to buy a Benjamin.
Damn, you dudes are about to take a trip to Benjamin City, huh?
Yeah, we're about to hit the Benjamin and things of that nature.
Awesome. Here you go, Yodi gang.
Thanks, man.
Oh, and dudes, but between you and me, there's a Burger King next door, if you know what I mean.
Thank you. Alright, so I guess we just walk in this bitch and start hotboxing this Burger King? Bro, isn't that illegal? I don't fucking know.
God damn! This shit hits.
Let me try.
Damn!
Unfortunately, you guys can't be doing that in our Burger King.
Nah, it's chill. We're just getting faded than a hoe.
Wait, you're getting faded than a hoe?
Yeah, we're getting faded than a hoe.
Shit, I know you're getting faded than a hoe. My bad, Yodi gang.
Nah, you're good. You want a little hit?
Shit, I might have to take this Benjamin to Blinkerton City, you feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Damn, this Benjamin rips harder than a hoe.
Yeah, have a good rest of your shift, man.
Yeah, you too.
Fuck, did I just say you too?
Listen, I don't know about you, but this Benjamin got me feeling
faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe.
Wait, are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Oh shit, is that?
It can't be.
Need I say more, Yodi gang?
Holy shit, it's him, Damien Luck 925.
I am the original Fulcrum. Fulcrum, come in. Yup. Yo, gang, you feel me?
No way. We were literally just hitting the Benjamin in this Burger King.
Double Benjamin City session, shall we?
The double Benjamin? Damn, bro, we gotta try the double Benjamin. Yo, where are we?
I'm faded out here in Yodi land.
No fucking way. It's a city full of Damien 925. Yo, this is crazy. Bro, these munchies are crazy. Facts, let's go cop some food. Holy shit. 7-Eleven is just full of motherfuckers hitting the Benjamin. The whole goddamn store is hotboxed. Yo, quick, buy the Doritos before I pass out. Oh, fuck.
Hey, wake up. Wake up, hey, please wake up. Hey, it's gonna be okay, it's gonna be okay. Just got five things to say.
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
Faded in a hole, faded in a hole, faded in a hole, faded in a hole, faded in a hole.
Need I say more? Hey, but you gentlemen have a good rest of your day.
Okay, Chains, welcome to your first day at Jim Jordan's. These are our new product, Bieber Bites. Just smile and remember.
The customer is always right.
I could do that.
All right, I'll leave you to it.
Okay, yeah. Hey, sir,
hey,
what can
there.
I...
Can I get some Bieber Bites?
Yeah, how many?
All right, how about this? Hey, let me get a pack of Justin Bieber's balls.
Funny, yeah, how many do you want?
Hey, let me get a pack of Bieber's sack.
Okay, yeah, how many, bro?
let me get a taste of Justin Bieber's wiener.
Back in my day, I used to work at a fast food place called Jim Jordan's. Now, for legal reasons, this is not Tim Hortons, okay? It has J's and shit, like, they don't even look that similar, bruh. But honestly, working at Jim Jordan's, I felt like Johnny Sins, the way I'd put on my uniform and go to work just to get the soul sucked out of me, bruh. And instead of dealing with a bunch of fat asses, I'm dealing with a bunch of fat asses talking about...
Alright, so I ordered an extra large BLT with ranch, extra bacon, no veggies, and I only got 5 strips of bacon. I want a new one.
Where's the sandwich?
I ate it.
Of course you did, bruh. Like, you do not need more food. I don't think your arteries could compensate for any more bacon.
My doctor said I'm in shape.
I mean, yeah, bro, you're in the shape of a circle. I mean, I don't even know how you made it through the door. Oh, shit, damn. Now, believe it or not, I was a Jim Jordan's Hall of Fame employee. Shit, I was the best in that whole goddamn establishment, bro. And no, it's not because I was the sexiest, hardest working, strongest, most intelligent dude they'd ever seen. It's because everyone else was ass, bro. On the drive-thru, we had the Indian homie Dil Preet, and the only English he knew was the Jim Jordan's menu, bruh.
Welcome to Jim Jordan's, what can I get for you?
Hey, just give me a moment.
I give you donut.
No, I need time to think.
You need chai, tea, drink?
No, can you wait or not?
Okay, one tater tot.
No, wait.
You want it?
No, okay, stop it, you know what?
Okay. Chocolate donut.
Then over making the food, we had this sweet 83-year-old lady, Linda, who was 20 years too old to be doing this shit.
Okay, Chance, here's the cheese bagel.
Thank you, Linda. But, yeah, this is the ninth cheese bagel you've given me in 20 minutes.
Oh my good grief.